From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is condemning today's suicide bombing in Iran, which killed at least 29 people, including at least five senior commanders of the country's Revolutionary Guard. No one has claimed responsibility, but guards accuse Washington of having a connection to the attack, a claim the U.S. denies. From Amman, Dale Gavlak has more details on today's bombing.
Iran's official news agency said an attacker with explosives blew himself up as top-level guard commanders were about to meet tribal leaders in Pishin region, near Iran's border with Pakistan. It's a Sunni Muslim area in Shiite Iran. It's also been the center of violent attacks by a militant group from Iran's Sunni Muslim minority called Jundallah, or Soldiers of God. The group, believed by some to have ties to al-Qaeda, has waged a low-level insurgency in recent years against the Islamic regime, claiming persecution by the Shiite-dominated government. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The Pakistani military is continuing its offensive against Taliban militants in South Waziristan. Both sides are claiming to have inflicted heavy casualties. The military deployed 30,000 troops for a ground assault to be carried out from three directions. The offensive had been planned for months, but security became more urgent after a string of militant attacks in the last 2 weeks that claimed more than 150 lives. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Rick is on track to hit resorts on the Baja California Peninsula in a few days, though it's likely to lose steam by then. The hurricane is currently at its most dangerous level, a Category 5. It has top winds of 180 miles per hour. NPR's Jason Bobian has more from Mexico City.
Mexico has issued hurricane alerts along its entire west coast, from Acapulco north to Baja California. Moving in the warm waters several hundred miles offshore, Rick quickly built from a tropical storm up to a Category 5 hurricane, the strongest classification possible. The eye of the storm is expected to stay offshore and move north, parallel to the Mexican coastline. Officials in Acapulco shut the port to small boats and have warned of potential flooding and landslides from the heavy rains being generated by Rick. Forecasters say the hurricane could come ashore near the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula in the middle of the week, but it's expected to have weakened by then. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
In the Philippines, disaster response agencies are getting aid ready as another typhoon approaches. That's after recent back-to-back storms killed more than 800 people. Tons of food aid is being packed up, helicopters are getting ready, and a massive evacuation plan is being finalized in the mountains north today. Forecasters say Typhoon Lupit, roaring over the Pacific Ocean with sustained winds of 108 miles per hour, could strike Manila. This is NPR. The governing African National Congress Party in South Africa is criticizing a university president's decision to drop disciplinary charges against four white students who were videotaped allegedly bullying black workers. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
The University of the Free State shot into the news last year and provoked outrage and accusations of rampant and unchecked racism in South Africa by a number of white students against black employees. A video showed the four allegedly forcing the black college workers to eat food that had been urinated upon. The university now has a new black president, the first. In his inaugural speech, Jonathan Janssen announced that the disciplinary charges would be dropped against the students in a gesture of racial reconciliation. President Jacob Zuma's ANC party argued that the move would harden rather than reconcile racial attitudes in South Africa. The students still face trial later this month on criminal charges. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A third person has died in the aftermath of a sweat lodge ceremony earlier this month outside Sedona, Arizona. A sheriff spokesman says the 49-year-old woman died yesterday after suffering damage to multiple organs. The woman was among more than 50 people crowded into the sweat lodge during a ceremony run by self-help guru James Arthur Ray. The Coast Guard's rescue search for a fighter jet pilot who disappeared 2 days ago in the waters off South Carolina is now a recovery effort. Authorities say the captain never had a chance to eject another after another F-16 fighter jet collided with his. This is NPR.